they didn't go into this blind when they submitted their proposals. They knew the Walt Nurture Center was very articulate in what they were looking for and what were the different priorities they had. And I do also want to say, you know, the Walt Nurture Center has released all this to the public, so they made it available online, which they took the extra step. Like, it's one thing to make it publicly available, another to actually put it online where people can download it and really have access to it. So I applaud them for that. I think that's a really good decision.
They have all of the criteria that's ranked, and they have all of the proposals. You can read through each of the proposals.
On one web page.
Right.
You can just pull it all down. So the critical, that is to say, highest priorities for them when they're looking at this multi-million dollar expansion, first is funding, obviously money. Very important. Site size, they say 3 acres minimum. Ideal is 6 to 10 acres. And the parking has to be a minimum of 110 spaces. Well, I'm sorry, 1,110 spaces to about 1,450. They're also going to be looking at the political will and ease of access off of I-540. They want to have some visibility there. And they want people to be able to just come in and knock themselves out and leave. Ability for the Walton Arts Center to continue to be a leader in the region in performing arts and entertainment. And then finally, you know, ongoing support for the project once built. And what I've decided to do is look at these 24, 25 proposals and try to grade them in different tiers. You know, tier one being really just the ones who dead on hit these critical highest priorities, tier two being, you know, less hitting, and then further on down to tier three, which tier three tends to be mostly landowners who'd like to sell their property.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a few exceptions.
How many did you, and people can see your rankings?
It'll be available on OzarksUnbound.com.
All right. How many did you put in the tier one that you thought had done a pretty good job of nailing it?
Personally, I feel like three of them hit that tone really well and are substantial, meaty proposals. Obviously, we were talking to Mayor Jordan a little while ago about Fayetteville's proposal. You know, I live in Fayetteville, so there's my disclosure. But I think objectively also, it's a solid proposal. It's very specific and talks about finances, talks about sites themselves, you know, to the acreage. The other ones are the Northwest Arkansas Community College has a solid proposal, too. They're basically like, you know, come marry us and take 10 acres of our land and form a partnership with us that's going to go on for, you know, a long, long time. The other one I think that really is pretty strong is Springdale. Springdale has kind of a scattershot approach. They have like 5 different site proposals. They want, it appears to me that they're, the one they like the best is that, the Walton Arts Center relocate next to, Arvest Ballpark. And they have, quite a vision for that area. And it looks like what they have could, you know, potentially accommodate that sort of thing. I will say that in their proposal, they refer to the area near the ballpark as Dixon Street circa 1992. And I think it's a little marketing there because I've driven out and I've been to the ballpark. Great ballpark, no doubt. Mm-hmm. But it's not Dixon Street 1992. There's no retail right there around it, right?
Well, was there much retail in 1992 on Dixon Street?
Well, I think there was, but and this is just anecdotally what's been told to me. I mean, the businesses that were there were maybe not the high-end retail,
right.
Or it wasn't the entertainment destination that it was now, but there was, I mean, that's urban center, though.
Sure. Well, so the three that you're ranking in the top tier all have that ease of access off 540, and there's a criterion that's in the second highest priority list, which is proximity to other cultural institutions. I would say that Northwest Arkansas Community College, the University of Arkansas campus, and Arvest Ballpark would fall in there. But there is going to be Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville soon, which will certainly be a cultural institution.
Well, that's true. And, you know, I took Bentonville Bella Vista Chambers proposal and read it, and they just didn't bring their A game when it came to their proposal. It's sort of a throw everything against the wall approach. They mentioned Crystal Bridges. They mentioned the 21C Museum Hotel that's coming. And that's good, right? Like, those are important things, but it's just not the specificity that you see in the other three proposals that I mentioned in tier one. It's just less specific and kind of relies upon these names to form a gravity that makes it worthwhile. Rogers Lowell, the Chamber of Commerce there, they're looking at Pinnacle Promenade, you know, and Pinnacle Region as their big draw, but they don't get incredibly specific either. So I was surprised that those proposals weren't more meaty.
But between now and the end of the year, couldn't those be refined and become more meaty?
They could, absolutely, absolutely. But, you know, first impressions mean a lot. See, NWAC, they're offering, what, 10 acres and additional 20 acres of undeveloped land. And they feel like by, you know, co-locating with Walton Arts Center, that they can have efficiencies in the physical plant. They want to use their potentially their culinary school for catering at Walton Arts Center. And they say they've definitely got the political will because they've built up the Benton County's only parking garage already. And they have really good access off of 540. And one thing that Fayetteville doesn't have, because of where it's located, is immediate visibility from 540. It just doesn't have it. And it can't. I mean, Dixon, you can't see Dixon from 540. Springdale is within 1 mile of 540 and 412. And that Arvest location would be pretty easy to get in and out of as well.